The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
But first, the argument has been raging all week about whether we should stay or go. The National Public Health Emergency Team have been telling people only to travel abroad if necessary. With our own tourism industry on its knees, the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation has published a revival plan, and its chairman, Maurice Pratt, joins me now. Maurice, before we talk about that plan, there's a story in the Irish Times this morning suggesting that, very strongly, that come next week in the Cabinet meeting on Monday, they're going to extend the travel quarantine. We're not going to see a green list of countries that one could go to without quarantining published, and that it will be extended until July 20th. Assuming that is the case on Monday in terms of an announcement, what's your reaction to that?
Well, I mean, Richard, good morning. One can understand the abundance of caution that the government and its scientific advisors want to take in this respect. And I mean, the last thing that anybody would want to see, I think, is a secondary outbreak of the disease, because we've done really well so far in terms of controlling it. The challenge, obviously, for us as a tourism sector is that with quarantines in place, international travel effectively is, Ireland is closed to international travel. We're an island nation. 80% of the people who come to Ireland come via our airports. So, you know, it's a two-way street. So if people can't travel abroad for holidays, then obviously they're not going to be coming into the country. So,
but you want the quarantine gone?
Well, we want the quarantine gone, but we want it gone in the context of what is safe epidemiologically, and from a, you know, from a public health perspective. So we would like it gone as soon as possible, but at the same time, you know, we have to stand behind the advice we hear from our public health.
And the advice would be that that is too soon now, and that appears to be that's the health advice, and the government appears as if they're going to go along with
it. It looks that way. It looks like it's going to be pushed back for another 2 weeks, so it'll be another 2 weeks before we know.
How bad is it on the ground, Maurice, for the tourism industry?
Well, to put it into some perspective for listeners, tourism last year was worth 9.3 billion to the economy. So we had just under 10 million visitors to Ireland. The estimation for this year is about 2.4 billion. And a good chunk of that was already came into Ireland in January and February. So the balance of it is going to come through, we believe, domestic tourism. That's a reduction of 75% in the value of tourism in Ireland. That's 8 million visitors who won't travel to Ireland this year. 265,000 jobs is the number of jobs in the sector. So you could look at that and you could say, potentially, if those 8 million visitors don't return in a reasonable time frame, that there could be up to 200,000 jobs in the sector at risk if you just did the simple maths.
Now, in terms of a reasonable time frame, I notice that you talk about the second quarter of 2021, realistically, before things can even start to get moving again. A lot of people are saying, yeah, but lots of Irish people are going to stay at home, holiday at home this year. I noticed that last year domestic holidaymakers spent 2 billion euro. You're saying your estimates for 2020 are only 900 million. You're not expecting much of a bounce from staycations.
Well, we're very hopeful that there will be a significant bounce from staycation, but obviously one has to be cautious about, you know, projecting what that will look like. But the reality is, of course, that there hasn't been any holidays per se. You know, we had no St. Patrick's Week, we had no Easter, we had no June bank holiday. The country was closed down, so there haven't been any holidays. It's only opened as of Monday of this week, and it's not opened fully by any means. You know, there'll be lots of sectors that are taking a very cautious approach to this as well. So you don't know how the public is going to react. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, ultimately it's about confidence in the consumer in taking action. Now, thankfully, Fáilte Ireland put in place a very strong programme and a safety programme for operators in the sector. And that should help, I think, to give confidence. They've also launched, as you'll probably have seen, a very significant domestic marketing campaign. So hopefully that 900 million will be exceeded.
But isn't one of the problems, though, for the tourism industry as well, that if, as you would like to see, as you say, when the time is right, based on health advice, the quarantine period ending and the travel restrictions ending, if they end for people to come in, come and visit Ireland, they also end for people to leave Ireland and go on holidays abroad and not have to quarantine when they come back. And that affects, and that's not really of value to the Irish economy, those Irish people taking those holidays abroad.
Well, in a sense, it is, Richard, because, I mean, you were back to this issue of, you know, air access is vital in terms of getting tourists into the country. So if you don't have people going out, then the number of flights you're going to have coming back in are obviously considerably reduced. Why would you have flights when you don't have anybody to get on those planes?
So one needs the other.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There is a balancing act here. And that is, of course, why we have to look very carefully at what's happening in other countries. You know, clearly, Ireland is not going to open up ahead of a number of other European countries. We've seen Spain, Italy, Portugal and so forth open up their economies. And we must look very carefully and cautiously at what's happening in those countries if there are secondary outbreaks. How good is the tracking and tracing? You know, can they maintain a suppression, or is there, you know, is there going to be a secondary wave?
There are a lot of conversations at the moment about Irish people planning to take holidays abroad. I'm sure many of them will be disappointed if they can't go, and they may well have booked flights next week. Is there a sense of almost a tension building about almost flight shaming going on at the moment?
Well, I don't know whether you'd call it flight shaming, but, you know, I can understand that what you do as a consumer is you look to your own government and you look to the advice you're being given in this context, because it's a public health emergency. You're looking for the advice that you get. So if the government, through its caution, is saying you should not be travelling abroad, well, then, you know, the consequences of that are, if that's the travel advisory and you do travel abroad, then you're not insured to travel abroad. So you can understand why then people would, you know, then say, well, if my government is saying don't travel and I do, well, then I'm taking the risk and I'm taking it for myself and I'm taking it for my family. So, you know, that's the reality I think consumers, you know, in that context face.
In the revival plan, you talk about €1 billion survival fund for the industry. What's government been saying to you about that? I'm sure you've been talking to government, last government, current government. What are they saying?
Well, I mean, we've just published the revival plan on Monday of this week, and it contains 45 recommendations, which we have put to government. And obviously, we'll now be talking to them in some detail, to the new tourism minister, Catherine Martin, about that. And you'll also probably recall that the previous government set up a tourism recovery task force, which is due to report comes late September, October. So we would anticipate that much of what we have in our document will also appear in that Tourism Recovery Task Force recommendations to government. But the key for us currently in the short term is going to be what the July stimulus package looks like. Because the thing about tourism in terms of international, we have to look longer term. It's going to take a while for the industry to recover. But one of the big issues is that people, particularly overseas tour operators, when they're booking, say, packages into a country, they book them a year in advance. So if your country is not open, and a lot of that's going on currently in other countries, so that's why that aspect of opening the country is very important to the sector.
OK, Maurice Pratt, chairman of the ITIC, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.